In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. From handshakes to hugs, the sense of touch is an important part of our humanity. Touch is that one of our five senses that naturally gives us the most assurance about reality. We know that something is real when we can touch it. We are somewhat like St. Thomas the Apostle, who wanted to touch the risen body of our Lord in order to be sure of his resurrection. And so we understand why, again and again in the Gospels, Jesus would heal the blind and the lame. He would cure the deaf and the mute by laying his hands upon them to touch them. This touch of Christ emphasizes the incarnation. God himself became true man in order to touch and to sanctify sinful humanity. Jesus knew that the sense of touch is the manner most adapted to our humanity by which we can be sure of just how much God really loves us. And through the words and the actions of the priest, the Alter Christus, the priest, the other Christ, Jesus continues to touch souls in the sacraments, causing spiritual healing from the disease of sin. Divine grace is conferred by the audible words and the physical touch of the priest acting in persona Christi, in the very person of Jesus Christ himself. And throughout these recent weeks, you have been hearing sermons on the themes of the sacraments. In each sacrament, the priest is another Christ who in some way touches our souls. And today, we reflect on the sacrament of extremunction. And that very special sacrament, our Lord himself touches us in our sickness as we approach the end of our life upon this earth. The word unction means anointing, and the word extreme is to be understood in its Latin sense, final or last. Extreme unction is the last or the final anointing. We receive the anointing at baptism when we were born to the life of grace. And once again, the church, as a dear mother, through the person of her priest, anoints us in the name of Christ at that moment, and we begin the most important journey of all, the journey from this life into eternal life. The Epistle of St. James describes in detail how this sacrament, instituted by Christ himself, was already practiced in the very early church. St. James tells us the priest would pray over the sick person, touching him with the holy oil in the name of the Lord. You see, the material use of oil helps us to understand the spiritual effects of the sacrament. Just as oil was, in ancient times, rubbed on the athlete's body so that his opponent could not hold him down, so also does grace strengthen the soul in its final combat with the demons. And just as oil is used in many salves for the healing and the protection of the skin, so also does grace heal the spiritual weaknesses and depression caused by sin and bad inclinations. And so, during the administration of the sacrament of extreme unction, the priest, he lays his hand upon the head of the person, and then, after a prayer and some blessings, he proceeds to anoint each one of the five senses of the sick person. The priest anoints, making the sign of the cross with holy oil, on both of the eyes, the ears, the nostrils, the lips, and the hands. and, if possible, even upon the soles of the feet. And each time, the priest says with each anointing, through this holy anointing and through his most tender mercy, may the Lord forgive whichever sins you may have committed by watching, by listening, by speaking, etc. And in case of grave necessity, the priest can, if sometimes the person might be in an accident or be highly contagious or whatever the circumstances might be, the priest, in extreme cases, can anoint the forehead of the person, saying those same words. But normally, each one of the senses is anointed and receives the healing grace of Christ. Now, before this anointing, the sacrament of penance should be received first, because extreme unction is the completion of the sacrament of penance. But the sins which may have been forgotten in previous confessions, and even the mortal sins which a God-fearing Catholic may be unable physically to confess at that moment because of unconsciousness or physical capacity, all of those sins can be forgiven through the sacrament of extreme unction. And the debt of temporal punishment, which remains of sin, may be canceled in whole or in part, depending upon the fervor and the dispositions of that sick person. If possible, the priest will also give Holy Communion for the last time. And this is called viaticum, which literally means food for the way. The Eucharistic bread as viaticum gives strength on this final journey of life into eternity. And also, you should know that every priest is given the faculty at the hour of death to grant a special blessing from the Holy Father along with a plenary indulgence, which repairs all of the spiritual disorder which sin has caused. So thus, in the last moments of our life, Holy Mother Church is giving us, through the sacrament of extreme unction and through this special blessing, this apostolic blessing and pardon, Holy Mother Church is giving us the opportunity to cancel all of the debts which our sins have caused in this life, to clear up all the spiritual disorder within us, so that we can appear before God in judgment with great confidence and trust in His mercy. Dear friends, such is the great wealth of sacraments, blessings and anointings by which the instrument of the priest, God, is using to touch people in the very gravest moments of life. And the greatest act of charity, my friends, that you can do for someone, the greatest way you can say thank you to someone, the greatest way you can make an impact on someone's life, is if you make sure that that person is able to receive the sacraments of the church on his or her deathbed. Many times people are afraid to call the priest to come to their sick loved one, as if the priest were some sort of grim reaper. You should see sometimes the impressions you see on people's faces when, as a priest, you walk into a hospital room. But this kind of attitude, this reluctance to call the priest, only makes things worse for the sick person. Every time I've given the last sacraments to the sick, I've always been amazed at the peace which comes to that person. The person, when you walk into the room, might be in great pain. They might, you can see the agony upon their face. You can feel the tension in the room, even with the people around the hospital bed. You can sense, it's palpable, even their sense of loss, of despair, not able to do anything more for this sick person. But as a priest, when the priest comes and brings the sacraments, there's immediately a sense of peace. Extreme unction increases sanctifying grace, deepening the friendship of the soul with God. The sacramental grace helps the sick to bear with their sufferings with more patience and calm, in a very visible and impressive way. And sometimes the grace of the sacrament can even help to cure the sickness of the person, if this physical healing is helpful for the salvation of the soul. As a newly ordained priest, I gave extreme unction to the same man three separate times over the years. He got better each time, and he was better to keep going for another couple of years, and then he would get sick. I would anoint him again, and then he would recover. And finally, I was able to anoint him the last time before God called him into eternity. And so we should never, ever make the tragic mistake not to call a priest to visit a sick person. Extreme unction should always be given, even if there is only a remote danger of death. Always better to be safe than sorry, especially if the person is far advanced in age. For less serious illness, you can still call the priest to bring Holy Communion and to bring the blessings for the sick from the ritual of Holy Mother Church. But never forget, the greatest act of charity you can do for someone is to bring the priest to see them when they are sick. And feel free to also to ask the person if they might be open to seeing a priest. Don't think necessarily you know exactly what that person is going to say. You might be surprised. That person may be more open than you think. So never hesitate to bring up the subject. And pray especially that that person is open, so that they can receive the grace and the reconciliation with God before going on into eternity. So, my friends, let us also ask in each Holy Mass for the grace of a holy and happy death. Let's ask today that we may be granted the grace of receiving extreme unction and all of these blessings from the ritual of Holy Mother Church when the hour of death comes for us and for our loved ones. Each day, let us also live our life so that we may be ready, that whenever God calls us home to heaven, that we may be surrounded by our patrons, by our guardian angel, by our Blessed Mother. And let us pray that in that desperate moment, at the end of life, that we may be touched by God in our last hour, so that we may be spiritually ready for the life of the world to come in heaven. In heaven, we're like the Apostle St. Thomas. We will be able to touch our Lord in his risen body after our own resurrection. And then we will spend all eternity in the loving warmth of his divine touch and warm embrace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.